The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air. And here comes Tom Mix, America's favorite cowboy, with another thrill-packed Western adventure program.
Hop, Tony. Come on, boy.
Shredded Ralston for your breakfast. Start the day off shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a tip from Tom, go and tell your mom, Shredded Ralston can't be beat.
The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters bring you action, mystery, and mile-a-minute thrills in radio's biggest Western detective program. Tonight you're about to hear another episode in a baffling mystery. The Mystery of the Green Man. On the desert, 10 miles from Dobie, strange and evil things are happening. First, the house of Longwind Wilson suddenly disappeared. Then, the house suddenly reappeared. Baffled by this, Longwind has called in Tom Mix. Well, Tom noticed that when Longwind's house suddenly reappeared, a giant cactus known as the Green Man, which was located near the house, vanished. An old Indian legend has it that a spirit lives in this giant cactus. The spirit of the Green Man. Has the spirit of the Green Man come back to plague Longwind Wilson? In a moment, we'll take you out to the T.M. Bar Ranch. But first, straight shooters, if you're feeling lower than a snake's back these hot summer mornings, if you're tired and lazy, dragging around like this, and you'll want to feel like this, then it's time to saddle up with a bowl of crisp, toasty, shredded Ralston. The bite-sized whole wheat cereal that gives you cowboy energy. Get up and go, hoop-de-doo, socko and wham. Say, shredded Ralston is whole wheat. Yes, whole wheat loaded with energy. The kind of energy you need to get going and keep going. And shredded Ralston is whole wheat the way you like it. Baked into crisp, toasty little bite-sized biscuits that fit right on your spoon. Shredded Ralston tastes so good, has such a swell flavor, and is so popular, the flavor secret is patented. So corral your mother right now and ask her to get you a red and white checkerboard package of Shredded Ralston. Tell her it's just the cereal you need to give you cowboy energy, and it makes breakfast the best meal of the day. And now, come on out to the T.M. Bar Ranch. Longwind Wilson is just dropping off to sleep when suddenly the Green Man appears in his room, glowing green in the darkness. Longwind screams, and Tom Mix comes running.
Longwind, what's happened? What's wrong?
Tom, the Green Man, he was just here. I saw him shining green in that dark corner there, shining green in the dark.
That scream, it's Wash downstairs. I'm coming, Wash, I'm coming.
And I sure ain't seen here.
Hold on, Wash, hold on to whatever it is. I'm coming.
We're both coming.
Mr. Tom. Oh, Mr. Tom.
Now, what is it, Wash? What's happened?
Oh, Mr. Tom. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me.
Wash, quit rolling your eyes and stop shaking.
The Green Man has been here.
How do you know that?
Looky there. Looky there on the door.
Well, put my feet in a hole and call me sorry. It's the marks of a hand, a green hand on the door, Tom.
Now, look here, Longwind. This hand has been stenciled or simply painted on the door. And whoever did it used green paint. See, it's still wet.
The head they called the Green Man has invaded this house. Oh, woe is me, woe is me. Now this house is going to disappear. Maybe we all going to revaporate.
Now, don't worry, Wash. Nothing's going to happen to us or the T.M. Bar.
We is had it. Oh, woe is me.
And you just stand there cool as a frog in a lily pond.
Now, take it easy. There's no reason to get excited. Longwind.
Huh?
What did the Green Man say to you when he appeared in your room?
Well, he said he brought back my house, that it was right smack where it was before it disappeared this morning.
Yes?
Well, and then he said if when I went near it, he'd kill me. Them was his exact words, Tom, just as sure as the toad's got warts.
Well, did he say why he'd kill you?
Well, he said he ain't feeling sociable. He's sick and tired of having people around. He wants to live alone out in the desert like he always did when he was just a cactus. And as far as I'm concerned...
Now, wait a minute, Longwind. Huh? There's a car pulling up at our front door.
Yeah. I just saw the headlights.
Hmm. Big, shiny limousine.
Love me, Mr. Tom. What that getting out of it?
Well, roll me for a pill. It's a woman.
No, it's not a woman. It's someone dressed in long, flowing robes with a turban on his head. Now, what in the name of...
Well, thunder? I'll be a green-eyed cow. It's an hombre wearing a nightshirt with a sugar sack wrapped around his head.
No, Long Wind, it's a Hindu. See, he's coming up the steps of the porch. Tall, dark Hindu wearing a turban with a very large diamond right in the center of it. Well, looks like we're about to entertain a rather odd visitor, I'm thinking. Open the door, Wash.
Mr. Tom, I want to, but my feet is glued to the floor.
All right, I'll open it. Howdy. Welcome to the TM bar.
My thanks, Sahib. May Shiva always protect you from harm.
Thank you.
Well, I'll be shot for a gaber.
You are Tom Meeks?
I am.
My card.
Well, thank you. The Swami Pratihara. Well, glad to know you, sir.
Swami what?
What can I do for you?
I have driven nearly 1,000 miles to see you, Mr. Meeks. I wish to discuss with you the case of the disappearing house. I read about it in the papers.
I see. Just what do you want to know about it?
First, perhaps I had better explain who I am. In India, I am considered to rank among the greatest swamis of my day.
Uh-huh.
In India? Or he comes from India.
I am a delver into the occult. And there is very little that I do not know about these powerful forces of evil that surround us all the time. This green man I hear of, that is actually the rather famous giant cactus that is shaped like a man. Is it not?
Yes, that's right. Of course, it's just a legend.
You do not believe in the spirit world, then, Mr. Meeks?
Oh, I reckon I don't, Swami. I'm just kind of an ordinary hombre that believes there must be a reason for anything that happens. A down-to-earth, logical reason.
I can understand how you feel, and I will not discuss it with you. My views, however, are different. Very different. My object in coming to you, Mr. Meeks, is simply this. I want you to put me in touch with the person who owns that house.
Oh, well, that's simple enough. Longwind Wilson here is the owner.
Longwind Wilson?
That's me, Salami. Swanee.
Mr. Wilson, I desire to buy your house.
You want
to buy it? How much do you want for it?
You want to buy it? You want to buy it?
Buy it, I do.
Well, I'd sure like to sell it, but... Well, I don't know if I can.
Why not?
Well, there ain't no telling if it's still there. I'm liable to sell you this here house of mine, and... When we get out there, it's liable to be gone.
I will take my chance on that. How much do you want for the house?
Well, now, I paid about...
Just a moment, Longwind.
Huh? Yeah, Tom?
You mind if I handle this for you?
Well, contrarywise, Tom, I sure wish you would. I ain't no businessman. I'm likely to get shortchanged. No offense, Salami. I mean... You know.
Indeed, of course not. You wish to handle this matter for Mr. Wilson, Mr. Meeks?
Yes.
How much do you want for the house?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It's not for sale.
Tom is building them up, see? When he gets to the right price.
Swami, why exactly do you want to buy the house?
Merely for the purpose of carrying on my investigations into the spirit world. This house is haunted in a very strange way. According to the newspapers, the green man has been seen to glow in the dark. I, too, wish to see this.
Well, I can understand your reason, but I'm afraid the house is not for sale.
I will offer you a good price. $1,000.
Oh, shucks, Wash. I only paid $600. I'll be making $400 on the deal.
No, partner, I'm sorry. It's not for sale.
Very well. $2,000, then.
Oh, $2,000. Did you hear that, Wash? Tom Shore's a good businessman.
I'm really afraid you don't understand, Swami. As Wilson's representative, I absolutely refuse to sell the house.
Well, don't go too far, Tom.
The house can't be worth more than $600 or $700.
Oh, my.
And if I did intend to sell it, I couldn't charge you much more than that. No, it's not for sale.
Oh, say, he's...
Indeed. That is your last word?
Not exactly. If you want to investigate the house, if you want to live in it for a while and carry on your experiments, we'll be glad to let you do that free of charge.
Well, hold on. Now, wait a minute here. You mean you really ain't going to sell my house?
No, Longwind.
Not even for $2,000? I didn't know there was that much money in the whole world.
You're not selling your house, Longwind, at least for the time being.
Well,
Mr. Mix, I appreciate your offer to permit me to remain in the house, and I shall take advantage of it. You are sure you will not allow me to pay for the privilege?
Not a penny.
Oh, great day in the mountains, Tom. Couldn't you even charge him a buck a night? Auto camps get more than that.
That's right, Longwind.
Oh, me. $2,000 going down the creek just like that.
I shall leave at once for the house. I wish to waste no time.
Do you know how to get to it?
I passed a few signs on my way here, pointing the way to the green man.
Oh, yes. The signs were just there to show the tourists the way. Well, I don't savvy this spiritualistic business myself, Swami, but good luck.
Thank you, Mr. Meeks. I shall return in the morning to advise you of what has occurred during the night, if anything. Good night. May Shiva always protect you.
Thank you, Swami, and good night.
Good night. May Shiva get me my $2,000 back, that's what. Tom, what have you done to me, huh? That there salami was going to pay me $2,000 for a house only paid $600 for. A house that even ain't there half the time.
Come here to the window, Longwind.
What for?
Just come here. Take a look at that limousine. The porch lights are on. You can still see it without any trouble.
Well, what about it?
Does that look like a car that's just traveled almost 1,000 miles over hot, dusty roads?
Well, no, now that you speak of it. Why, it's as shiny and new-looking as a pair of mail-order shoes.
If he had just come 1,000 miles, it'd be covered with alkali dust.
Well, maybe it washed before he got here, though.
A man who drives 1,000 miles and one long pull to see someone doesn't stop to have his car washed. And he had an A-card sticker on his windshield. Where'd he get the gas to drive 1,000 miles?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Mr. Tom, you think there's something peculiar about that salami?
I know there is, Wash. We've got to watch him and watch him carefully.
Is the Swami Pratyahara a sinister individual? Does he offer some key to the strange happenings? How can a house possibly disappear? We know that it does. But how? And what's the answer to the green man? Well, let me tell you this. Monday, the strangest thing you've ever heard takes place at the TM Bar. So, to be sure to be with us, same time, same station, when Tom Mix rides the range again. And now, straight shooters, here's Tom Mix with a special message for you.
Howdy, straight shooters. Say, I want to thank you straight shooter pals of mine who have written me such wonderful letters. I've been tickled to death to get them, and I sure do appreciate them. Yes, sir. You know, I could use a lot of fancy jaw-breaking words to tell you what a bang-up cereal Shredded Ralston is. I could chin for hours about how Shredded Ralston is whole wheat the way you like it, baked into toasty little bite-sized biscuits that fit right on your spoon for easy eating. I could start ranting about how Shredded Ralston gives you cowboy energy, the kind of energy it takes to be a leader, a winner, and a straight shooter. And I could tell you how swell, elegant Shredded Ralston tastes. But shuckin', there's no use in my telling you all that. You'll find it out when you sit down to a bowl of Shredded Ralston yourself and taste those crisp, golden brown biscuits swimming in milk or cream and piled high with berries or sliced bananas. Rope your ma and tell her to treat your family to a breakfast of Shredded Ralston tomorrow. Tell her Shredded Ralston is ready to eat and comes in the red and white checkerboard package, and it makes breakfast the best meal of the day. Well, straight shooters, I'll be riding along, but I'll be back with you Monday. Up, Tony. Come on, boy.
Shredded Ralston for your breakfast. Starts the day off shining bright. And gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a tip from Tom, go and tell your mom, Shredded Ralston.
There goes Tom Mix, America's favorite cowboy. But he'll be back with another exciting adventure Monday evening, same time, same station, when the Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air. Tom Mix was played by Curly Bradley. This is Don Gordon speaking. This is Mutual.